A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock, and Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News coming to you from Hill Air Force Base. That's as KSL's 100th anniversary tour continues. KSL's top story this hour. A landmark Supreme Court decision that established the right to abortion as the law of the land is no more. The justices voted 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade this morning. It's a decision involving a case out of Mississippi. Our team coverage, the decision on abortion rights, begins with KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
The decision does not ban abortion nationwide, but leaves abortion law up to each individual state. Utah is one of a number of states with a trigger law in place that will take effect in the near future. It will effectively ban abortions here with some notable exceptions. The decision came down to a 5-4 split with an interesting twist. Chief Justice John Roberts agreed with the majority that Mississippi's law should be upheld, but he didn't think the court should have overturned Roe. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Utah is one of 13 states with so-called trigger laws that go into effect based on the Supreme Court decision. Republican State Senator Dan McKay, the author of that legislation, says that law won't go into effect immediately.
The Supreme Court is the first step. Once their decision is made, the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel in the state, a nonpartisan group of attorneys that works for both sides of the aisle in the legislature, will review the opinion and find out if the law that was passed in the trigger bill is constitutional per their decision.
McKay says his initial reaction to the decision was gratitude, with what he sees as a wrong decision 50 years ago finally being corrected. Utah's trigger law is still pending, but state lawmakers who crafted it are addressing something that it doesn't. Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby was asked when Utah women should be able to travel to get out of state to get abortions.
Our legal framework around abortion has never sought to punish a woman who seeks an abortion. We have always sought to punish the provider, and I think we would maintain that. I think that would be something that the legislature would continue to maintain. So I don't think there's any contemplation that we would try to control a woman's ability to travel.
Senator Dan McKay, though, says he doesn't think it's appropriate for groups outside the state to pay for women's travel. Those opposed to abortion rights are applauding today's decision, including many of Utah's state leaders. Team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Senator Dan McKay and Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby hugging representatives from some of the 29 pro-life groups who joined them at the state capitol.
The bill that we have in the state of Utah represents a majority of support and a support from a majority of people from the state of Utah.
The conversation at one point turning to preventing unwanted pregnancies, and Representative Lisenby says she takes issue with the government taking all the blame for people's actions.
We have the responsibility to create a legal framework that is friendly and supporting rights, but women and men have responsibility.
Utah Abortion Free Coalition now says they will be adding extra supports for women with crisis pregnancies. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Democratic Utah State Senator Derek Kitchen says the Supreme Court ruling is a step backwards.
Well, I'm outraged and despondent, to be honest with you. Today, the Supreme Court rolled back progress. Women are individuals, and they deserve autonomy over their body. And unfortunately, the Supreme Court today decided that they disagree. Six unelected judges have denigrated women and made the United States a less safe place for them to live.
Planned Parenthood Utah, Carrie Galloway, says state leaders could have done more to help women and families sooner.
Where have they been for people who have challenging family situations where they need help, services, money? They've turned their backs. I'm sorry. Platitudes don't go very far. Let's see some action.
Galloway says Planned Parenthood will continue providing abortions like normal until Utah's trigger law goes into effect, and then they'll do what they can. President Biden spoke about the decision earlier today. He says the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade was a deliberate, decades-long effort to disrupt a balance in the law.
The court has done what it has never done before, expressly take away a constitutional right that is so fundamental to so many Americans that it had already been recognized. The court's decision to do so will have real and immediate consequences. State laws banning abortion are automatically taking effect today, jeopardizing the health of millions of women, some without exceptions. So extreme that the women could be punished for protecting their health. So extreme that women and girls were forced to bear their rapist's child.
The president also called on Congress to codify Roe v. Wade. ABC White House correspondent Cecilia Vega delves a little deeper.
Now, what that means is essentially Congress would guarantee abortion access nationwide. Look, it passed in the House, but it failed in the Senate just last month. They have basically moved past that. There is no chance that Congress is going to codify Roe versus Wade anytime soon. So you scrap that. Then you heard the president say that perhaps DHS could issue, make abortion pills more readily available to women around the country. Certainly, I think a lot of pro-choice people would feel like that is going to help in some situations.
Protests and celebrations have broken out across the U.S. following the Supreme Court's decision. KSL News Time, 5:05.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.